Radio Niscor reports.
The absence of any legal recognition of the victims of Francoism following the approval of the 1978 Constitution constituted a continuation of the laws of reprisal and the economic and moral sanctions against the victims of the 1936 coup d'etat and the Second World War.
This legal state of affairs raises a serious moral, ethical, and legal question with respect to the responsibility of members of Parliament and of the various political parties pursuant to international law, given that they have allowed the continuation of sanctions of a criminal nature that were put into practice by the Franco regime.
The rejection of any responsibility by the state for the legal recognition of Francoist victims is equivalent to the denial of justice and the maintaining of laws of reprisal, and this in turn has directly affected the lives of the victims. A group of human rights and victims organizations has proposed, on February 7, 2005, a series of measures to be adopted so that the state of Spain fulfills its obligations to the children of the war.
Given that the law recently passed by the Spanish Parliament on February 24, 2005, regarding the children of the war, does not entail their recognition as victims of the Civil War and of the Second World War, this series of measures needs to be addressed.
The children of the war, whether they be the children which the Republican government sent out of Spain, or those who were exiled together with their parents, and or born in exile, must be given full recognition by the Spanish state as victims of the Civil War and of the Second World War.
This recognition must result in their treatment as refugees or exiled. For this purpose, the following international instruments must be applied as a legal framework.
Convention relating to the status of refugees, adopted on the 20th of July, 1951, by the United Nations Conference on Plenipotentiaries on the Status of Refugees and Stateless Persons.
Article 1A and B of the said convention provides as follows.
Article 1, definition of the term refugee. A. For the purposes of the present convention, the term refugee shall apply to any person who, 1, has been considered a refugee under the arrangements of the 12th of May, 1926, and the 30th of June, 1928, or under the conventions of the 20th of October, 1933, and the 10th of February, 1938, the protocol of the 14th of September, 1939, or the constitution of the International Refugee Organization, decisions of non-eligibility taken by the International Refugee Organization during the period of its activities shall not prevent the status of refugee being accorded to persons who fulfill the conditions of paragraph 2 of this section.
2. As a result of events occurring before the 1st of January, 1951, and owing to well-founded fear of being persecuted for reasons of race, religion, nationality, membership of a particular social group or political opinion, is outside the country of his nationality and is unable, or owing to such fear, is unwilling to avail himself of the protection of that country, or who, not having a nationality and being outside the country of his former habitual residence, as a result of such events, is unable or, owing to such fear, is unwilling to return to it. In the case of a person who has more than one nationality, the term the country of his nationality shall mean each of the countries of which he is a national, and a person shall not be deemed to be lacking the protection of the country of his nationality if, without any valid reason based on well-founded fear, he has not availed himself of the protection of one of the countries of which he is a national.
B. 1. For the purposes of this convention, the words events occurring before the 1st of January 1951 in Article 1, Section A, shall be understood to mean either A. Events occurring in Europe before the 1st of January 1951, or B. Events occurring in Europe or elsewhere before the 1st of January 1951. And each contracting state shall make a declaration at the time of signature, ratification, or accession, specifying which of these meanings it applies for the purpose of its obligations under this convention. B. Comparative European legislation concerning this category of refugees in European countries should also form part of the legal framework.
4. Once legal recognition of their status as refugees and exiles has been established, and as a result of the same, there must be a calculation of the amount of compensation payable for the damages caused as a consequence of state action. This should be paid directly to the victims or, in those cases where they have already died, to their heirs, without regard to the nationality which they may have currently or may have had at the time of their death.
5. The state must grant the children of war full pensions based on a contributory scheme, not on a partial or non-contributory basis. It was precisely the denial of such rights which prevented the integration of these persons into the social system, and this must therefore now be a necessary condition for the reestablishment of those rights which were lost. Furthermore, the state must provide the amount necessary to enable the refugees and exiles to receive the amount properly owed on an actualized basis.
6. All those problems of identity and nationality which arise as a result of being exiled or a refugee must be resolved legally.
7. The state must carry out a census of all the victims who now find themselves in this situation, including heirs of those who have died, and in doing so must take into account all the victims' associations.
8. These rights must be expressly incorporated into law and not merely arise as a result of budgetary regulations.
9. All the administrative measures and legal costs arising from the foregoing must be paid for by the state in accordance with the guidelines established by the United Nations with respect to the right to restitution, compensation, and rehabilitation for victims of gross violations of human rights and fundamental freedoms, following Mr. Theo van Boven, who is a special rapporteur for the UN Subcommission's report on this subject.
These measures are being proposed by the following organizations.
The Association of Relatives and Friends of the Second Republic Victims of Reprisals by the Franco Regime.
The Association for the Creation of an Archive of the Civil War, the International Brigades, the Children of the War, the Resistance, and the Spanish Exile, Archive of War and Exile.
The Association of Salamanca for Memory and Justice.
The Forum for Memory.
The Friends of the Fallen for Liberty, 1939-1945, Historical Memory of the Murcia Region.
The Greguero Group, from the province of León.
Manuel Azaña Association.
The Republican Ateneo of Galicia.
Republican Institute of Human Rights. And
the NISCOR team. For further information on the question of impunity in Spain and crimes under Franco, you may visit Equipo NISCOR's specialized webpage.
This program has been produced by Radio NISCOR with the collaboration of the Shell Center for International Human Rights at Yale Law School and edited and post-produced at our studios in Madrid on March 21st, 2005.
You've been listening to Radio NISCOR.